executive, a national development person. Actually, you have to have a national development staff. You have to have national technology development staff. You have to have a national programming staff. It isn't just one person. And this is what I was bringing up yesterday. We're not being real and dealing with these issues from a level of integrity. You can't do national programming with a staff of one person. You have to. Democracy Now! Does not have one person as Democracy Now! It has. They have a staff of 3, 4, 5 people and people who feed them information. We're not being honest with this. If we're going to have the national components, Dan, where are these people going to sit? Where is a national development director going to sit? Where is a national program director going to sit? How many people are going to be on their staff? Where physically are these people going to reside? We haven't begun to answer these questions. And I would say, if we're going to be logical about it, if we're going to have a national news office in Washington, well, then they would just come and sit in the space that the finance office would move out of. So we're not saving $74,000. We're just using that space to fill another position. But we're not. And the second thing, Leslie, in August, we took this vote to rescind, to cease any action. If you're now going to nullify that motion, you got to take another motion. You have to have another motion to nullify it, just like we took that motion to nullify the concept that the move was going on. You just can't, by fiat, say it's no longer valid. That motion is still valid. We've had discussion, but we haven't voted on it.
Okay, folks, you don't have to poke at me. George was
thank you.
George was next. David Ray Janet.
George Barnstone is next.
Yes, the point is made. Oh, do we have a motion on the floor?
No, we don't have a motion on the floor.
Will we ever have one on the floor?
We don't have a motion
anything
on the floor.
Is possible.
No. Huh? We have George.
No, I don't want to make
David,
no motion.
George.
Thank you.
George Barnstone, Houston, Texas. Dan.
No, I don't want a motion.
I'm looking at this memo, and I'm persuaded by the memo. We can do this he says do it in March. One. But then two, a discussion that's just occurred about having a national news office in D.C. To me, in our nation of 275 million people, and we're a network of the whole nation, it seems to me that to be critical.
Let me just tell you briefly what our discussions were on Friday with the general managers and the program directors. Obviously, recognizing the severity of the international crisis, Pacifica wants to respond in many different ways to what is happening around the world, by going to live events, by doing special days of programming, by covering congressional hearings, by covering UN Security Council meetings live on all the 5 stations and hopefully on many Pacifica affiliates. We also are going to be launching a new daily 1-hour afternoon national news show focusing on the war out of Washington, D.C., but with major contributions from our 5 Pacifica stations that is going to be modeled roughly off the day-long specials of national programming that we've done in the past 8 months. Roughly, we're looking at a staff, and we have to run the numbers on this. This is why I'm being a little bit hesitant, because it's not all been settled, but we're looking at a staff of at least a coordinating producer, an engineer perhaps, maybe another producer out of Washington to pull that together. So we're going to try to do that as soon as possible. That's just one component of national news programming out of Washington that we're trying to put together over the next year. Another very important issue has come up in terms of program sharing, news story sharing over a kind of internet wire service, radio wire service, if you will, that we're also seeking to develop. There's a number of other initiatives that we're looking at in terms of national news programming that we can take over the course of the next several months, while of course recognizing the difficult financial times that we're in. But as I've said yesterday and I repeat again today, this is our number one priority going forward into the new fiscal year, is to ensure robust and dynamic local and national news programming in the Pacifica Radio Network.
Am I hearing you correctly saying that we are going to have permanently a Washington News Bureau?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, Teresa, to answer your question, what it'll take for me, three things. One, I think it's crazy that in our whole nation we don't have a Washington News Bureau. We've got to have that. Two, I think we need to have a discussion about vision. I agree with Jabari and with Rob. Absolutely. Then thirdly, I think that
two are good enough.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. discussion right in front of me. Our experts, our accountants saying, look, you guys have to wait until March. That's persuasive to me.
But he says to hire a controller now, before the end of the year.
Okay. Well, I follow his advice. I mean, you know, he knows more about this stuff than I do. I'm just trying to set the policy of this. So it's those three things: vision, Washington Bureau, and the continent. What this guy says.
Okay. David was next, then Ray.
Yeah, I think it's a fundamental policy. You know, we as the board are here to make policy, and the executive director is here to execute it. Notwithstanding people's perceptions of motives and so forth, the board has said, with one exception expressly at least, but only one, that the move should happen when is the issue. The executive director is to execute it. The executive staff says, let's do it. That's simple. Now, what's not simple is it's difficult. Yes. And to quote Billie Holiday, the difficult we'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while.
Yay.
We have proven we can do the impossible for 50-plus years. Let's continue.
Thank you, Ray.
I have a question for Dan. Dan, if we had to implement Ross Wisdom's suggestions to the letter, how would that impact on the planning that you had started? How would that change that planning?
Could you repeat the question?
If we had to literally implement all the provision of the recommendations from Ross Wisdom, particularly on number two there, where he says if we were ready to move the stuff we would have had in place by now, such as, where is that?
Okay, he's at the memo.
Reconcile accounts. We'll be able to make budget versus actual comparison and so on. How would that change the planning that you already have set up?
Well, it wouldn't. We had planned prior to the board resolution several weeks ago, we were aiming for a January 1st date, which was in the March board resolution. Now, obviously, that would have to be delayed and put back somewhat. Ross is recommending March. I think that's a realistic timetable. In terms of ensuring that his two conditions are met, that looks like it's a realistic timetable.
So the change would be that we would be looking at March rather than January.
Well, yes, according to the old board resolution, yes. I mean, there might be one or two other changes. I think he says he wants, he's recommending hiring somebody by beginning October 1st. I don't think that's realistic, but things like that. There may be some minor differences, but overall. You would just be looking at a delay relative to the March board resolution. We couldn't do this probably by January 1.
Okay, Janice.
Leslie?
I'm sorry, Janice.
I have a couple of questions. Just briefly, what would the vision thing have to be? No, I'm serious. What do you envision? What do you mean?
Who are you asking?
People who are saying they want it. What do you want? Do you want us to have another retreat, Lord? But or what? No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to do what Jesus. I'm trying to see what would satisfy you. What do you mean when you say the vision? What do you want us
George,
to do?
George
and Jabari. And Rob, because Rob brought it up.
George, did you
want
to speak first?
I don't believe that we've had adequate discussions about where we see the future of our precious network. I see that we
How would such a thing manifest? What would that be?
You talking, my talking, all of us talking at this table about where we see the vision, where the future. I mean, we talk about... We have five stations now. Do we want to have 25 stations? We only We haven't even touched Chicago.
Okay, I'd like to ask Rob, what is it you, how would you see that happening? How would that be accomplished?
How, having a vision, how would that be accomplished?
Yes, how, we, you said we, that's something we
I
need to do.
Board, I think the board is beginning to talk about what our mission is, as it's in the Articles of Incorporation, what implications that has. I think the board has to take undertake with the listeners a discussion of what our vision for Pacifica should be in the future. It's not just us. I think it's the people that support the network. But I think the vision is where we're trying to go as an organization, and we're discussing very specifically where we want to arrive in this country, in the world. We've been talking about being a worldwide influence as well. And I think you can't just talk about that stuff for 5 minutes and then go,
exactly.
Okay. So I think the board has to have some more discussions about it. Most importantly, we need to work with the listeners to create a shared vision. This is clearly something that's going to be a longer range.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, is that something that sort of prohibits us from looking at moving?
Until that's happened.
Until that's happened, yes. Is that sort of like that's a deal breaker for you?
No, I just want us to. I want us to commit.
You want
ourselves
it to be on our minds.
I want us to be committed to that.
Okay, is it a deal breaker for you, George? That we have to have those conversations first before we can look at a timetable about moving to Berkeley.
George, take the mic.
George Barnstone. About
when do we discuss it?
When do you want to discuss it? That's the question. When do you want to discuss the vision thing? Before the timetable is settled, and or as it's being settled, or after?
We're here.
Huh?
We're here.
We're here now, you mean?
Let's talk. I mean, you know, let's get things done, y'all.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I have one more question.
Thanks.
I just wanted to say I really appreciate your comments earlier, James. You gave me another way of looking at some of the things that have happened over the last few months since I've known you. And I wondered, it seemed like you were saying the same thing, that you think it should happen, but there are certain things you'd like to see in place first. Am I inferring correctly? And what would those things be?
Well, it's interesting that it's interesting that the two of both you, Teresa, and
no.
you, Janice, are asking me finally. You went to the retreat, yeah. I am concerned still about the debt that this organization has. I told you that already. We have $1.5 million. Teresa asked me what it would take for me, basically, to flip. And
Win-win.
She said that I might consider an approach where I would come up with an amount. Well, I can throw out a challenge very quickly. The challenge for me is to retire the $1.5 million. First.
Well.
Because to me that, and I don't know how you do it. I mean, perhaps it's through negotiation, perhaps it's payoffs. I don't know. But I just, for this organization to be burdened with that and not recognize it as being a major problem is a concern to me.
Well,
Can I speak to that? Wait, first of all, is James done?
I'm not speaking. I actually wasn't.
Right, so James, can
okay.
you hear?
I also believe that a couple of things. Number one, I'm not sure about this notion of a national program office, because a national presence in Washington, D.C. Again, how do we fund it? He's talking lawfully about how he's planning this, but I know how appropriations and authorizations work. And if you don't have any money in lines, you don't get what you want. So we're not getting that until we see dollars. In terms of a vision, in terms of discussion about a vision, We haven't had a discussion about vision, not long term. And it seems to me that at this point I'm really concerned about whether we really have the charge to have a broad vision beyond our charge of March the 6th. Well, that's what we have right now. And I think that we need a broad vision to be able to move forward. We're an interim board. And because we're an interim board, you know, we're trying to grasp on to these major decisions to do things way beyond the scope of what we agreed to move forward. So that those are my concerns. If I were to put a challenge out there, if somebody told me by March of 2003 we had retired our debt and also had monies to move to Berkeley, I'd say let's go for it.
Leslie, can I interrupt a second?
No, wait a minute. Carol
this
had
is something
hand.
That is not related to the proceedings.
Leslie, I had asked to be heard before.
One second, please.
I understand, but Carol had her hand up first, and then.
I don't have a tradition of interrupting people that way. I just want to announce that I've learned through Bob Lederer that his mother just died, I want to take a minute to recognize the tremendous role that Bob has played in our struggle. His intelligence, the incredible amount of work, his integrity, and his set of fairness. So I would ask that we take a minute just to recognize that and thank his mother for helping bring us such a fighter. And also tell him we share his pain and we support and are valuable to you.
Thank you, Ray.
Can we offer a moment of silence?
Yes. I want to thank Ray for not letting you jump in sooner. Thanks, Bob. I don't know who's going to speak next. That, folks, we need to come to some statement of where we are in this process. We cannot leave this weekend with this dangling. We have to, that's my feeling. As the chair of this board, that one of our tasks is to try to bring some resolution to some of the challenges before us. This is one item that we need clarity on. So I just want to say that. Now, I have Carol and Marion who both wanted to speak. I know this is a hard moment. I think that Bob probably as much as anybody else understands that we do need to keep working. Thank you. So.
Oh, yeah.
Carol, can you?
This network needs a vision. We need to discuss vision. We need to discuss vision at every meeting and at every discussion in between meetings, probably for the next 5 years. I don't want to delay the move to Berkeley for 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, or 1 year while we have this discussion, or 6 months. We can have a discussion about vision. Our board is in 5 cities. Our national office is in 1. We can have a discussion about vision, and we need to have that discussion wherever our national office is. Where our national office is does not affect that discussion one way or the other. I think finances are very important, and I think that this is listener-sponsored radio, and that our listener sponsors have spoken to us time and again over the last 3 years of this fight. They have given us the fight to reclaim Pacifica more than $1 million. It didn't come into the foundation, it went to the fight. They're there for us. If we keep faith with them, they're there for us. And if we break faith with them, they'll let us know. Our funding, that we need to recognize that this is a financial issue. is a financial issue of the credibility of the foundation, people's restored trust. People will give us the money. They'll give us the money that we need. Now, about the retiring the $1.5 million debt, we may never pay that. We're in negotiations. We have lawyers who are disputing these claims. Those claims need to continue to be disputed. That may go on for another year, those discussions. That has nothing to do with where our office is either. It's just not relevant. Now, people have said we want a timetable. I don't know if anybody read their board packets, but I did. I read a timetable, and I read the memo from Ross Wisdom. The timetable is this. We start hiring staff in Berkeley between now and the end of the year, as soon as possible, in October if we can. It takes probably 30, 45 days to find the financial expert we want. We get that person hired in Berkeley before the end of the year. In November, we hire a couple more accounting staff people before the end of the year, and we train them. Now, if we don't move, we also have to hire those people and train them, so we're not talking about added expenses here. It's also in Dan's budget, and I don't know why you say more or less, Dan, and I'm really angry to hear that, because it's your job to present your plan clearly. It is in this plan that Yasmin will be paid and be available through the end of the audit, and that's in the numbers that are here. We have a budget, too. So, you know, when we talk about the integrity of this discussion, read your board packet and represent it accurately. We have a plan, a timetable. Start hiring staff now. Yasmin will stay in Washington working on the audit through the end of the audit, however long that takes. February, the new office is up and running after the first of the year. We don't need to stay, we don't need Dan in Washington after the first of the year. We need Dan in the national office in Berkeley after the first of the year. Yasmin stays, finishes the audit. Our new accounting staff is up and trained. We're paying for that training no matter where the office is and wherever we hire people. That's the plan. I think it's very feasible. I think it's very rational. So does Ross Wisdom. He says not only would it be a good idea, but that it would probably accelerate the stabilization of our accounting systems to get this done. It's in his memo. So, in order to not be criticized by Teresa Allen for speaking too long, I will stop.
Thank you, Carol.
Folks, again, thank you, Carol. It's 11:25, and there is some other... I know this is very important, but there are also other important items. So I would like us to try and figure out a way to bring closure to this. I still stand by. I haven't yet heard anything that convinces me that what I said before doesn't make sense. That is, nobody has proposed the rescinding of the motion that was passed in March. Therefore, we have had now, I don't remember what time we started, I think it's been about 2 hours of full conversation today, to say nothing of conversation during the retreat, emails back and forth. You know, there's been a lot of discussion on the issues here. We got more documentation, whether you like it or not. We got more documentation. We got the Ross Wisdom memo. We got documentation from Dan. I believe, as the chair, that the motion that was passed in March still stands. That is that the staff, the national staff, the ED and his staff, has the authority to continue with the planning for the move back to Berkeley, to do that in a reasonable and organized and cost-effective way. I haven't heard anything calling for changing that, so therefore I think it stands.
Madam Chair,
Marion had wanted to speak before.
according to what Dan said, that the if you look at it for the future, that we're talking about March as a time when the physical move would be complete. There'd be things going on in between that time.
Right.
I guess my question, I have to leave in a few minutes to go back to local Washington, D.C., national Washington, D.C., y'all can have it. I don't know about back then. Is asked Jabari, Rob, or George, is that a time frame that would make them feel comfortable in terms of March being the time?
March. Look, let me just reiterate it so we're all clear, right? That what Marin is saying, that the move would be completed by March, therefore there'd be an understanding that steps would have to be taken before then, in order to have an orderly process that is completed by March.
Right.
Right. So he's asking people who have, you know, spoken.
If we can follow Mr. Wisdom's advice. He's the expert.
Right.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Is March a good day, George, for you?
Whatever Mr. Wisdom says.
He didn't say.
He didn't say March, but...
Actually, he didn't.
He gave us a process.
Yeah, but he does, I think, point to March.
Yes. He says March.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
George,
so
does that mean
George
that March
is... fight. Who else is Joe, you asking?
Jabari or Rob?
Jabari or Rob.
My estimation and my contention is that...
This is Jabari Zakia.
Again, we don't have a budget that reflects anything that Dan says about creating a national news organization, creating a national outreach person, creating a national technical development office. We don't know where these people would be, how many it would take to do it correctly. You don't do a department with one person. You don't do any department with one person. We don't know where they're going to be staffed. It's not in the budget. For all the people who talk budget, it's not in the budget. We are not being honest about this. Yes, we can physically take computers and people and stick them in Berkeley. That has never been the issue. Whether you
I'm
don't
sorry,
care,
Jabari, just for interest,
I don't know what the date is because we haven't done the numbers. Because the point is, if we're going to really do what Dan said, he has produced no numbers and no plan, no logistical facts that we can assess as a board to uphold our fiduciary obligation to see that we are controlling the assets of this organization in a prudent and wise way. So as long as we're not really dealing with it honestly, just pick a date. Just pick a date because it doesn't really matter. And you know, because I'll oppose it and you'll vote for it. And you know, we can
Rob, what about Rob?
Okay,
what do you
Rob,
think?
Do you have an answer, a response? I mean, folks, shush, please help us out here. Thanks.
I'm sure that Dan would be interested in working with us and the other national staff to come up with something that's clear. And assuming that we do that, I don't have a problem, and I'm sure that Dan would work with Jabari on the timing of the financial issues as well.
Well, I think Dan has given us some information.
Down,
we may disagree that it's not as complete as it ought to be.
I'd like to nail this down because we have had too many times in our short life where we all thought we made decisions, and then somebody thought we didn't make that decision.
Leslie,
so let me finish. I want to propose. Actually, that what we need to consider is a motion. I want to ask for a motion that says that the move will be completed by March, sometime in March, right? That therefore, in order to do that, the staff's hands are untied so that the planning and steps that have to be taken to implement that move can be taken.
As per Wisdom's...
Yeah, that's consistent with the Rush
Wisdom.
As
per Wisdom, and so moved.
Right.
Leslie?
Yes.
Oh, you beat me to it. George.
who is... Do I hear such a motion? George made them?
Leslie, can I make an amendment to that very quickly? And that
I
that,
need
that'd second. Be simultaneous...
Second. Teresa seconded that.
That'd be simultaneous... planning and implementation of a national news office in Washington. That they sort of go together.
Yes, that... I think it's not quite an amendment to this because it's another item.
Oh, okay.
But we can. Why don't we do this and then take a motion on that? if that's okay.
All right. Can George,
restate.
Can
could you please restate?
Please restate the motion. We
use the microphone.
Carol Spooner.
I want the language of this motion clear. It is that the board approves the move by March. Completion of the move by March per the recommendations of Ross Wisdom, accountant, and the executive director and staff's hands are freed to take all actions necessary to have that move completed.
And to follow the advice of Mr. Wisdom.
To complete the move per the advice of Ross Wisdom. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, we got that?
Call the question.
Okay, I'm going to take a roll call.
Someone needs to second that, y'all.
No, Teresa seconded.
Teresa seconded.
Roll call
right.
Vote on the move
okay,
back to
I'm
Berkeley.
Okay, I'm going to do this. Now, I've been asked at previous meetings, or people have suggested that since I always start on the top of the alphabet, that we reverse it this time.
KPFA, Fresno, WBAI, New York, WBFW, Washington, D.C., and KPFK in Los Angeles, the Pacifica Board meeting.
Jabari Kia.
No.
That's a big surprise. Carol Spooner.
Yes.
Charles Smith.
Yes.
Rob, so whoa, folks. Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Ray LaForest. David Furtick.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
Pete Bramson.
Yes.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
George Barnstone.
Strong yes.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, yes.
Obviously, you can tell there has been one no vote, nearly unanimous passage of the long-fought move back to Berkeley for the national office by March.
12 yeses and one no. It clearly carries. So,
passes 12 to 1. Hallelujah. From your not so objective narrator.
I want to thank everybody for having this conversation in a very principled way, I believe, with a great deal of honesty and integrity. Can we move on? Okay, man. Talk to you soon. We'll have to.
And a reminder to all the stations and people listening that we really thank all of the programmers who are allowing us to be on the air today to bring you the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting from Houston. A lot of the emphasis on today's meeting was through the process that you just heard.
Okay, folks, this meeting is not adjourned.
As Leslie is saying, there's a lot more to do, so stick with us if you can.
You know what? Let's take an 11-minute break.
Oh, well, then stick with
me. I say 11 minutes because according to my watch, it's 26 minutes to 12. So
I'll tell you what we're going to do at this particular point. We're going to go to playing back for you from yesterday's meeting the majority of the report by Dan Coughlin to the Interim Pacifica National Board, the report of the executive director. So we'll listen to this in this next little while and really appreciate again all of the stations staying with us and all of the listeners for tuning in and staying with us for this Pacifica National Board meeting. So let's listen now to Executive Director Dan Coughlin's report from yesterday's meeting here at the Warwick Hotel in Houston.
Report to the entire Pacifica community that for the first time in some 2 years, the Pacifica Board last month passed a budget, in this case, the fiscal year 2002 fourth quarter budget. This was a small step, but a very significant one. More importantly, it's been followed by a series of other crucial developments. The audit for the fiscal year 2001, a document vital to our day-to-day financial operations, was completed last month and published on Pacifica's revamped website at www.pacifica.org. We also submitted a preliminary fiscal year 2003 balanced budget and we will be ready to begin our fiscal year 2002 audit on schedule in November. Once available and approved, these documents will be posted to the website. I'm especially pleased to inform the board that financial reports detailing the network's revenue and expenses over the last year will be made available on October 1st. This is the last and perhaps most important milestone in restoring the basic components of normal financial operations to the network. And following October 1st, the board will be receiving a complete set of monthly internal financial reports from the National Finance Office. I appreciate the concerns raised by the KPFA Local Advisory Board in wanting to know where and how shortfall funds from KPFA were used during the last 8 months. Let me say, the National Office is completely committed to ensuring that this public, listener-supported radio network is transparent and above reproach in its financial dealings. The National Office will recommend to the interim board that these financial reports be made available to each local advisory board. Pulling the network back from the brink of bankruptcy and into some level of normal financial operations has been a Herculean task. Many thanks and congratulations to the paid and unpaid staff, the local boards, the national board, and Pacifica's legions of loyal listeners for rallying in defense of the network at this critical time. I would especially like to acknowledge the hard work of the station managers and business managers at each local station, as well as the national staff, Verna Avery Brown, Joyce Snowden, Brian Gibbons. In particular, Controller Yasmin Bryan has done an extraordinary job in pulling the network's finances together. Treasurer Jabari Zakia has been very... Is Yasmin in the room? Treasurer Jabari Zakia has been very supportive and provided much-needed hands-on oversight and constructive criticism. WBAI's Valerie Van Isler, Bernard White, and Indra Hardat faced a daunting task at the beginning of the year, a $350,000 deficit, the largest in the network, and they've done a remarkable job in saving that station. I would also especially like to acknowledge KPFA's Jim Bennett, Eileen Carr, and Phil Osegueda, as well as the entire KPFA staff and community for their unconditional financial support during these difficult times. On many occasions, the KPFA community, without hesitation, rallied to provide life-saving funding to the network, whether helping to meet payroll at other stations or ensuring the smooth functioning of the KU satellite. Without that support, the network would not have made it through the past 8 months. KPFA also supported Free Speech Radio News, making that remarkable newscast available to all five Pacifica stations and some 55 community radio stations nationwide. One important factor in our financial success has been that right from the beginning of the year, we clearly set our objective, adopted a strategy, and stayed focused on the task at hand. We understand the pressing needs in the network and thank the wider Pacifica community for their continued patience and support, and we look forward to starting to address many of those other needs. However, let me warn everybody now, Pacifica still faces serious financial challenges, and we must work hard to consolidate our financial gains. We still have approximately this $1.5 million in debt that has to be managed, and fiscal discipline will and must remain our primary institutional goal over the next year. As the Haitian proverb says, Deye moun li moun, behind the mountains lie more mountains. Accordingly, I have submitted a frugal fiscal year 2003 budget, one that proposes only a 2% increase in expenses. Also in the proposed fiscal year 2003 budget are two scenarios for how much local stations contribute to the national office to cover the shared expenses of the entire network, costs like insurance coverage, satellite and programming expenses, as well as payroll, accounting, legal, and administrative services. One scenario before the board suggests 20% of local station on-air fundraising be earmarked for national expenses. Another scenario proposes 15%. Recognizing the ongoing financial constraints of the network, the five station general managers and the national office staff unanimously recommend to the interim Pacifica National Board that the central services levy remain at 20% for the next 6 months of the 2003 fiscal year. We also recommend that upon a mid-year review of our financial status and following the publication of the fiscal year 02 budget audit slated for January next year, the board considers lowering the central services to levy to 18% or perhaps less. As the fiscal situation improves and new bylaws are approved, the network can and must look forward to the future and begin the Pacifica-wide discussion on our longer-term goals. This task is no more urgent than at any time in Pacifica's history. The country and the world are at a critical juncture. And if Pacifica is to survive in the years ahead, we must rededicate ourselves to the mission for which it was founded. So how do we get there? How do we rebuild the network and improve the quality of our shows, increase audience, and raise funds? I believe we need to focus on six key areas in the period ahead. One is local and national news programming. The second is training and apprenticeship programs. The third is new media technologies. The fourth, of course, is the Pacifica Radio Archives, who we heard from last night. Fifth is focusing on the network's physical plant and technical infrastructure. And sixth is our relations with the wider community radio network, our affiliates. As a first step towards rebuilding the network, we are strengthening our local news and public affairs department, or as the case may be, creating local news departments, such as here in Houston. The fiscal year 2003 budget before the board proposes developing news departments at KPFT and WPFW in Washington, as well as strengthening existing news staff at KPFA, KPFK, and WBAI. The most significant financial initiative in the budget involves strengthening Pacifica's news programming by expanding station-based funding of free speech radio news, the daily half-hour newscast co-produced by KPFA and WBAI in conjunction with KBOO in Portland, Oregon, and WMNF in Tampa, Florida. With some 200 contributors on six continents and airing on more than 55 community stations around the country and the world, Free Speech Radio News has quickly established itself as the largest and most important corporate-free news source in this country. Alongside Pacifica's local news departments and with Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News, we will be maintaining a vigorous and robust national programming presence out of Washington, D.C. This need has become even more apparent in light of the growing national and international crisis. Thanks to the leadership of Verna Avery Brown, we have been able to provide signature Pacifica programming specials this past year, notwithstanding our financial difficulties, including the stunning Juneteenth production, as well as ongoing coverage of key national events from the April 20th Peace March to the August 20th Reparations Rally to the day-long 9/11 programming. And as the international crisis deepens, Pacifica Radio will respond with special daily programming covering the Iraq War and with live event broadcasts and public forums nationwide. In the year ahead, there are a number of important programming events to look forward to. We will be covering the 30th anniversary of WBAI's famous Seven Dirty Words legal case, which marked a critical moment in the history of the First Amendment. We will also be launching a special day of programming on the 100th anniversary of the publication of W.B. Du Bois's The Souls of Black Folk, one of the seminal texts of the 20th century. Indeed, the book's publication, some argue, marked the beginning of the modern civil rights movement. And as Pacifica historian Matthew Lazar reminds us, up until the mid-1970s, Pacifica stations offered entire days dedicated to special programming, including day-long readings of James Joyce's Ulysses. Today's special programming events, like Juneteenth and the upcoming Souls of Black Folk, are part of that rich tradition, but they also encourage a revival of Pacifica's intellectual roots under new circumstances. This kind of programming will also put Pacifica back on the map as a pioneer in cultural and intellectual radio and help the organization reach out to new audiences. But ultimately, the strength of Pacifica's special national programming will rely on the strength of our local stations, and Pacifica's ability to report, engage, and influence the wider world will depend upon our journalistic capacity at the local level. That's why it's so important to rebuild the network with a strong base. We need to strengthen the local to strengthen the national. Each Pacifica station needs a robust news and public affairs department with active training and apprenticeship programs that provide access to the airwaves for diverse communities that our stations serve. Training and apprenticeship models can be the engines for our local stations, nurturing new and talented staff in everything from news and public affairs to arts, drama, and culture. Another key component of rebuilding the network is to build production and distribution capacities through the Internet and new media technologies. Free Speech Radio News built their half-hour daily newscasts literally from scratch off the Internet through file sharing. We can do this with our five stations and indeed the wider community radio network, producing and sharing programming across the country. Pacifica providing original content 24/7 at five stations should have the country's most important source of news and progressive information on the web. And you'll be shortly hearing from our new webmaster, Pete Caracas, who's going to present to you some changes, some exciting changes to the Pacifica.org website. Critical to this project of using new media technologies is, of course, the Pacifica Radio Archives, an international treasure that we must catalog, preserve, develop, and make digitally accessible to community radio producers nationwide. The fiscal year 2003 budget proposes the sharp expansion and development of the Pacifica Radio Archives. Recognizing the concerns of the entire Pacifica community, we have slated for the archives to grow more than 25%, largely through devoting a day of national on-air fundraising in November to the archives. We believe that one key realizable objective for this fiscal year is to create and launch a strategic fundraising campaign aimed at developing the archives as well as building an independent funding base for the archives. Another urgent component to rebuilding the network is to ensure that we focus, as Jabari has been pointing out, on our physical plant and capital requirements. The technical issues of the network and the revolution in new media technologies have not been given enough attention, obviously, over the last couple of years at Pacifica. We cannot wait any longer. Pacifica must make a major institutional commitment to technical development as soon as possible. As such, the National Office will be launching a ground-up review of our fixed assets as part of the process of developing a capital budget, and, if necessary, a capital campaign to upgrade and improve our station's technical and technological infrastructures. As part of this process, there has to be a more coordinated approach to technical and engineering issues on the national level. As such, I've proposed in the fiscal year 03 budget a national technical and engineering position to address and manage these issues. But as an immediate step, the National Office will be launching a complete physical inventory of the network as soon as possible. This is a long overdue requirement. And I could get into some of the technical problems that we've been having at a number of our stations at WPFW, KPFK, and elsewhere, but I actually, in the interest of time, I'll just move quickly to the end of the report, and I will be posting the report up on the Pacifica.org website and, of course, providing a copy to each of the board members and the lab chairs. As we imagine and articulate the future direction of Pacifica, there are a host of priorities and needs that may seem difficult to tackle. However, I am convinced, as many of you are on the board, that we can only succeed in the mission of Pacifica by developing and strengthening our capacity to provide the best programming to the widest possible audience. That process starts by rebuilding our local news and public affairs programming, by launching training and apprenticeship programs, by using new media technologies, and by maintaining a robust national programming presence. The National Office will prepare in the next several months a detailed vision statement, including cost estimates and analyses addressing how the network might practically implement our programming, technical, and training goals. I look forward to working with the IPNB on this process of strategic development. In the meantime, we must remain disciplined and vigilant to protect and consolidate the hard-won gains of the last 8 months while remaining true to the principles of accountability, transparency, and due process that have propelled the Pacifica reform movement over the last several years. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We do have some time this morning for some questions.
All right. So there you have a little bit of yesterday's meeting from the Interim Pacifica National Board and taking place at the Warwick Hotel in Houston. We just heard Dan Coughlin's comments. as executive director of Pacifica, his report, and that was what came fairly early on yesterday, and we thought we'd play it one more time because we know that people aren't able to listen to these board meetings from start to finish, not a lot of them, and some of you, of course, are really doing that, and that's really great. We think you're getting a lot of information. Particularly, a lot of the forward momentum certainly came from this morning's session that dealt with the long-intended move back to Berkeley and the momentarily sidetracked move back to Berkeley. But as you can tell, if you were here for the vote, which was 12-1, there is now a timetable to try to complete the move by March, and the executive director's hands are untied in terms of starting to make the hires to make the transition possible. And that kind of rescinds a previous delay from a few weeks ago. The board is about to reconvene, and I'm not really sure of the activity related to the rest of the agenda for today. We are way off schedule. We do believe that there was a push to have another major discussion about the bylaws today. And also due up were the reports from the stations, discussion about race and nationality, and a personnel committee report. But I think that Leslie Kagan will probably be making some remarks about what we're going to do for the rest of the day. And hopefully we'll get as much work done as possible on this last day of this particular meeting. There is also another meeting that's going to be scheduled relatively soon before December. The next official meeting of the board happens in December in Washington, D.C. But there may be another meeting that will take place in a matter of weeks. And we'll be sure to let you know about that on these stations. And also, we'll let you know where you can find it, whether it's on the web or whether some of the stations will be broadcasting it. But it will be dealing with, I think, some of the unfinished issues about the bylaws. We will see what happens. And again, we want to thank all of the stations who are allowing this to happen, and all of the programmers who will be back next week at their regular time for moving over for this important meeting of the Interim Pacifica National Board. And this is the third of the 3 days. The group of people that are swarming around are trying to reassemble, but so far it's not working very well, but it is starting to work. At least Leslie Kagan is in place, and a few of the other board members are wandering around hugging themselves and others, and I think that's sort of a feel-good thing about what just happened with the decision officially to keep on a timetable and complete the move of the national office back to Berkeley by March. I again will remind you of the fact that this is KPFA or KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, KPFK Los Angeles, WPFW in Washington, D.C., and WBAI in New York City. So keep it right here. We're about to reconvene for the final session today of the IPNB meeting, and we'll have lots of stuff still to come, although it'll be interesting to see how it will work. And let's go back now to the podium. And in the finest tradition of not letting any space go by, we will again tell you to stay tuned for these Pacifica upcoming specials that are in the works.
Okay, Chair, those were all the station reports, the lab reports, and the community comment. It's done. I think that we can move on to adjourn the national board meeting now.
Folks, yeah, I know. Folks, can we reconvene? Can we please reconvene? We do need the national board members who are here. Several people have had to leave for airplanes. Rob, you want to come sit at the table? What's a new point of view on things? I'm not sure if we're on the air or will be. We are. We are. Again, we want to very much thank the station staff, the management, the programmers who opened up time, you know, put aside their shows so that we could bring you these proceedings on the air. We want to thank WBAI, WPFW, KPFK, KPFA for carrying all or significant portions of this live. KPFT carrying it on their website. And again, WBIX are also carrying it on their website. I think that, you know, if we didn't understand previously, and if we didn't, I don't know why we didn't, but if anybody didn't understand the importance of having these meetings be open and accessible, I hope that the last conversation we just had was an example of how important it is that the broadest community of Pacifica have access to what's going on this board. Obviously, if more people could be at this meeting, that would be wonderful. As a substitute for your actually getting on a plane and going to wherever we are, the fact that you're listening is a very, very important part of this process. And we know it, we'll hear from you if you didn't like what we did or if you liked what we did or whatever. So we want to thank again the station managers, all the technical people, the programmers who put aside time so that we could be on the air, and especially those of you who are listening. Again, this is the meeting of the Interim Pacifica National Board in Houston, Texas. So it's now late. It's now almost noon. And we are aiming to end this meeting by 2:30. We have before us, theoretically, on the piece of paper here, station reports. The further discussion of our work on race and nationality and diversity issues, a personnel committee report, and bylaws discussion. I don't know about anybody else, but I believe that we're not going to get all that work done today. call me crazy, but I don't understand how we're going to get all that done. One of the things that we decided to do yesterday... I'm sorry, George, I can't read your handwriting. So one of the things that we did agree as the interim board to do yesterday was to convene a special meeting, an in-person weekend meeting, to solely on the bylaws issue. So that takes a little pressure off us. I hope we have time today to do a chunk of work more on the bylaws, but obviously we're not going to get through all the issues in the bylaws. So I would like to actually do that right now before any other board members leave and then go to the station reports because, we do need to nail that down. The fact that several board members had to leave means that whatever date we set now, we will need to do a double checking with people just to maximize the attendance at this thing. I mean, if we're going to do it, we got to do it well. Could somebody do me a favor? Fred, could you go look outside for any board members? Ray, George, Teresa. Oh, George is here. Teresa, and round them up. Thank you. I want to suggest not a particular date yet or a particular place, but I would like to suggest that we not settle on the place right now where this meeting will be, and that we do a little work on figuring out where will be the cheapest in terms of flying people and housing people. That we not worry about anything else in terms of the location for this special meeting beyond cost.
As long as it's not Las Vegas.
Yeah. In our five listening areas, of course. In the five listening areas, that the location be determined solely on finding the cheapest place to do it. Is there any problem with that, any disagreement with that approach? No?
That's fine.
Okay, so then dates. I don't think it's realistic to do it next weekend. Again, if we're interested in doing this as cheaply as possible, you know, we need a little time to try and get cheap tickets for people. Some people are going to have to get on some airplanes, wherever it is. So I think we're, in effect, ruling out next weekend. And that puts us then into the next weekend after that is October 5th, 6th, and then October 12th, 13th, and then October 19th, 20th. Does anybody have a proposal to make on what date to do it?
Well,
David?
Sure, I have a jury trial that I have to engage in, a civil rights jury trial that I have to engage in that begins theoretically October 22nd, but the preparation and so forth in advance of that would preclude my latter half of October.
Okay, Carol. Thank you, David.
I want to make a proposal. I imagine that there is no weekend anytime in the foreseeable future when all board members can be there. So I want to...